I want to go to Jamie, who's up around Stormont, finding out about the civil service powers and where they're going to work. Morning, Jamie.
Morning, Frank.
Bring us right up to date on what you're hearing, Jamie, please.
Yeah, this is a new bill that's going to be taken through Parliament next week. It will come into effect in early November. What does it do, or what does it address? Well, you've been aware, we all know that civil servants have been nervous about taking big decisions because they could be challenged in the court. There was the recent case in the High Court where an objector claimed that the civil servant was overstating his powers and giving planning permission to the Hightown incinerator. And basically the High Court agreed and said no. He overruled the civil servant's decision to approve the $240 million incinerator at Hightown. And of course, when you have that type of rebuff, if you like, to a civil servant, they're naturally nervous about taking decisions. So this bill that's coming through Parliament will address that. And to use the sort of odd terminology of the civil servants who were briefing us today, it clarifies that the civil servants will have the power to take decisions in the absence of ministers. Because, of course, we haven't got any ministers. There's no executive, and so there are no ministers to take these powers. So from early November, for a period of 5 months, but it can be extended for another 5 months, civil servants will be able to take decisions. Now, is that direct rule? Absolutely not, we're told. The fact of the matter is that the Secretary of State is not telling the civil servants what to do. Now, she is providing guidance, and that sort of guidance is of the type, look, if you are confronted with some major decision that you think you should take, which is in the economic interest, let's say, of Northern Ireland, and you're a bit wary about taking it because somebody might object to it, well, the bill will clarify that you are allowed to take that decision. And the Secretary of State is only issuing guidance to the civil servants on what considerations they can take into account when they do take these decisions. Clear? I hope you are.
Well, most obvious question is, does that mean the incinerator now can be signed off?
Well, it means that if the civil servants revisit the decision and say that it's in the economic interest of Northern Ireland and it fits in with the Secretary of State's guidelines, which deal with these issues. Now, she's not ever going to say you should go ahead with incinerator or the North-South Interconnector or anything else. She's just saying these are the principles you should use. These are considerations you should take into account, whether it's in Northern Ireland's economic interest to have these things go ahead, for an example. And then they may well, if they feel, look, it is in Northern Ireland's interest to have the incinerator, they may take that decision. Somebody will challenge that in the High Court, and this bill will then presumably fortify the case, the arguments taken by the civil servants as to why they think the decision should be taken. What I'm saying is that, no, you cannot say any particular decision will now go ahead, but it sort of gives them a certain degree of scope to do it, whereas naturally, with the High Court having overturned the civil servants' decision to give the planning permission, they weren't going to revisit it anytime soon. Now they have the opportunity to do so. Whether they do, who knows? Whether they give the power to this, whether they give approval to any other major decision, controversial issue, who knows? But certainly now they have a degree of scope, and they have a degree, or they will have a degree of backing for their decision making. Now, there's more to it than that. At the same time, while this is all going on for 5 months, starting in November, and to be extended, if need be, for another 5 months, there will be an attempt to resurrect an executive. But actually, nobody really thinks that the main thrust of this legislation, the main thrust of the legislation, we believe, now this is the interpretation by journalists, that in fact it is really to allow these civil servants, to allow the ordinary good governance of Northern Ireland to continue, to allow civil servants to make these decisions about the incinerator, about the North-South Interconnector, about anything else that they may feel should be taken. But my goodness, we don't want to do it because somebody's going to object to it in the High Court. Well, now they have a stronger case for taking those decisions. But I'm sure they'll be nervous about it.
Jamie, thank you very much for bringing us up to date.